And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 9th of October, 2012. It's the birthday of Jill Kerr Conway, born in New South Wales, Australia, 1934. Father was a sheep rancher. She grew up in isolation on a sheep ranch, far, far from town. She became a sheep hand on the ranch, checking fences and prodding sheep from one paddock to another. Went off to college, studied history, and then spent 10 years as the president of Smith College, first woman to hold that position. She's the author of The Road from Kurrain and A Woman's Education. Jill Kerr Conway, who said, "You never know what you'll want to write until it starts writing itself in your head." It was on this day the Washington Monument was opened to the public. It had been 40 years in the building from 1848, opened on this day 1888. At the time, 550 feet high, it was the tallest building in the world. It's the birthday of James Howe McClure, born 1939, Johannesburg, South Africa. A journalist and a crime novelist, he wrote a series of crime novels in the Kramer and Zondi series set in South Africa, two detectives, one Afrikaner and one Zulu, and then wrote a couple of nonfiction books about police in Liverpool and police in San Diego. James Howe McClure, who said, "I long, long, long ago thought the finest thing to be is an entertainer, with tons of funny things to say. If people find lots more in my work, that's great. But if they just read and have a good laugh, that's fine for me." It's the birthday of the Irish poet Ciarán Carson, 1948, in Belfast. Still lives there. His parents only spoke Irish at home, and the Carson children learned English playing in the streets with other children. Author of many books, including Belfast Confetti and Shamrock Tea. Ciarán Carson, who said, "There's a whole language out there, and one's role as a writer is to stumble around in it." And it's the birthday of the composer Camille Saint-Saëns, born in Paris, 1835. Wrote 13 operas, of which the most famous, really the only one much performed, was Samson and Delilah. Toured frequently, playing his piano concertos all over Europe and the United States, accompanied by a servant and his pet dogs. Saint-Saëns, who said, "I like good company, but I like hard work even better." Here's a poem for today by Sharon Olds, entitled Parents' Day. "I breathed shallow as I looked for her in the crowd of oncoming parents. I strained forward like a gaze hound held back on a leash. Then I raced toward her. I remember her being much bigger than I, her smile of the highest wattage, a little stiff, sparkling with consciousness of her prettiness. I pitied the other girls for having mothers who looked like mothers, who did not blush. Sometimes she would have braids around her head like a goddess or an advertisement for California raisins. I worshipped her cleanliness, her transfixing irises. Sometimes I thought she could sense a few genes of hers dotted here and there in my body, like bits of undissolved sugar in a recipe that did not quite work out. For years, when I thought of her, I thought of the long souring of her life. But on Parents' Day, my heart would bang and my lungs swell so I could feel the tucks and puckers of embroidered smocking on my chest press into my ribs, my washboard front vibrate like scraped tin to see that woman arriving and to know she was mine." Parents' Day by Sharon Olds from The Wellspring, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Reputation.com, a service for managing businesses' online image by working to improve how they look in search engines and review sites. Reputation.com. Written by Joy Biles, produced by Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.